This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here because we saw some calls on this topic, but for those of you just tuning in, during the last hour, the conversation pretty much centered around this discussion about Mark McGwire, the baseball player. I don't know if he still plays, but former baseball player, maybe he still plays. 1998, he got the Hall of Fame records for the most home runs
in a season.
For the most home runs in a season, there was questions as to whether or not he was juicing, whether or not he was taking steroids, and I guess they didn't test him back then. Turns out he's admitted to it now, a dozen years later. And Mark, you're taking the position that, well, and you've thrown in a bit of a twist, that is that, well, the league can't allow steroids by law, so that their contract's kind of nullified anyway. But my point on this is that there are rules. This guy has agreed to play by those rules. He broke those rules. He should have that trophy stripped from him. And you're saying, well, if everybody was breaking the rules, then it doesn't really matter. They kind of gave him a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, said, hey, it's okay that you break these rules, so it's all right if he goes ahead and breaks the rules. And I think, Gard, you're to some extent on my side on this one.
Yes, I am, and I agree with you. And I think that there's a certain something to be said for, despite the fact that we acknowledge at the outset that the government has basically coerced the ground rules for such contracts, I think we can assume at the time that Major League Baseball had certain rules against steroids that, let's say, regardless of the law, they would not have allowed them.
Yeah, they may not have because they may have perceived that their fans would have thought that untoward.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the key things. And what I'm saying is that and I've tried to draw a number of analogies and said, you know, if you are entering into a contract with someone and they defraud you, such as Major League Baseball saying that steroids are not used by our players, that is not right. That is immoral. It's a breach of contract.
But do you see how it falls on the player here? It's not falling where it should fall, which is the owners of the teams, falling on MLB officials and all those people that are sort of in the higher-ups, because MLB benefited from Mark McGwire hitting those home runs. MLB was not testing anyone, not a single one.
Well,
nobody got tested for steroids because they didn't want to find it.
This is where we draw out the government analogy. And again, even though government is coercive and the Major League Baseball contract is not, we're looking at the ethics of defrauding. And if one is to say that the ends justify the means here, whereas you get a better show, the people are all nodding and winking saying, hey, the rules say this, but really we need performance because our team does better when you juice up. I draw the analogy out. What if you've got a politician who knows that the rule book is the Constitution of the United States? He runs for Congress, and he knows that his one thing is he will defend the Constitution. That's what and yet he knows that he can do better for his team, his constituency, if he breaks the rules.
I understand where you're coming from, Gardner, but I don't have an option when dealing with the politician. I do have an option in dealing with MLB. When I can decide whether or not I want to deal with Major League Baseball, if I want to buy their tickets, if I want to buy their hats, if I want to watch their programming, I don't have an option if I'm going to deal with that politician. I want the politicians out of my life, and I want the option as to whether or not I wanted to see a bunch of steroid-jacked fellas knocking balls out of the park when it comes to MLB.
What I'm talking about is the ethics of what they're doing. I don't think there's any difference between the ethics of a politician saying, I will run for office and swear to uphold the Constitution.
I think there is an ethical difference.
And you can vote for me, and a person saying, I think it's fraudulent either way.
I think there is.
Frank's with us. Yes,
yeah. He's still here. Oh, my goodness.
A point I wanted to make, with all of the baseball players on steroids, I mean, you know, people that were spending good hard-earned money going to the game were seeing all sorts of, you know, home runs being hit and all sorts of enhanced performance. So in a sense, as an entertainment, as a bread and circus, were the fans really being defrauded? That's a question I think that's open to interpretation. But I do want to make
point. I have to tell you, I don't think it is open to interpretation because the contract of Major League Baseball. And, you know, there may be, again, an implicit wink and a nudge among the people there that they don't even recognize, which is, oh, well, we're still being entertained, so this is fine. But the image that Major League Baseball puts out is not, we promise to provide you the contract is that you will work to provide a great game and excitement for the fans in Bread and Circuses. The contract is you will do this and abide by these rules.
Right. But
so
in a
it's
sense,
a little different.
Money, the marketplace overrides that. And if the Baseball League was serious about enforcing drugs and steroid use by players, they could easily do urine tests every week. I mean,
certainly.
It costs very little. It could be done. And then they would know with exact empirical accuracy who's on the steroids. But
well,
I think they all knew they were on steroids. And as long as no one was caught or no one had a guilty conscience, they were happy to go along with it, as were the owners and the players.
You paint a realistic picture, clearly. And the question I wanted to ask you before we went to the top of the hour break was, would you approve of this? And if you would you be able to distinguish your approval of it happening in baseball because everybody does it versus it's unacceptable for politicians to say one thing and do something else?
That is a very good dichotomy. And the comment I made about the fake Yellow Cake Niger document that was presented to the UN, as well as the false information that Colin Powell delivered to the Security Council regarding the mobile weapons labs to make biological and chemical weapons that we knew and the CIA knew were not. I mean, we knew those were just, video production trucks that, with a little bit of doctoring and digital conversion and satellite photos, they deliberately misled the people. It cost about 2.1 million innocent Iraqi and Afghan lives and probably about 10,000 American troops.
Yeah,
so in a sense, that's a life and death matter, whereby baseball is entertainment. It's a sport. Who really cares? I mean, providing...
But you see, those of us who care, within a certain context, people do care. I mean, if you look at, and for example, if you look at the amount of attention that's paid to baseball and the amount of money baseball brings in voluntarily versus the amount of people who actually pay attention to politics, you could say that people care more about baseball.
Oh, yes, they do.
So,
and just like people will care more about popular music than they will about politics or economics.
Right.
Because
now, thank
they
you
know
for the call tonight.
By the politicians.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you, as always, at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Kaysen in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kaysen.
What's going on, Mark, Ian? Gart.
What's on your mind?
I love Liberty Conspiracy.
Oh, LibertyConspiracy.com. That's Gart's website. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. This whole steroid thing, I don't think steroids is like corking a bat. It's something they're doing to their bodies. I don't see how you can, it's not really, I'm with Mark on this one. I don't see this as a atrocious cheating.
It is cheating. It's a development that clearly, if you do it right, it is not actually dangerous. If you handle it right, it is not dangerous. If you're doing it with a doctor, I know. I've seen this. I know how it works, and it is not dangerous if you do it with a doctor. The question is, it's a tricky thought. Let me ask you this. Let's say you're in a marketplace where you know that if you're going into this, bazaar, the people you're dealing with might not be honest, but you go into it anyway. Because it's just a crazy place and you can get some great stuff. Is that sort of the way that you would look at the baseball analogy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Right. Okay.
If these people, when this was going on, everybody knew he was on steroids, right?
I don't think everybody, you can't make that statement, right? There's somebody out there that didn't know.
I would say the majority of people, like, we were joking about it, and I was, in high school, I think, when this was going on.
So just because everybody knows the cheating's going on means it's okay? We'll bring it back, Kaysen. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Manchester Brewing, where their prayer warriors are standing by 24/7, ready to intercede with Lord Elvis on your behalf. Head over to ManchesterBrewing.com. And by the way, Manchester Brewing is also a sponsor of the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. We continue. Kaysen is with us here in Nevada. Kaysen, you were getting into it on this issue of Mark McGuire. He has come out of the closet as a cheater. He used steroids. Sounds like you and Mark are taking the side of things that say that, everybody knew he was cheating, so it's not really cheating. Even though not everybody knew, because there was a question about it back then as to whether or not he was cheating. If everybody knew, why would he come out of the closet? Everybody knows he cheated, so why bother admitting it? If there was nothing wrong with what he did, why is he feeling guilty? Why is he coming out of the closet? Anyway, Kaysen, go ahead with your thoughts. Kaysen?
I'm still here.
Go ahead.
I have a hard time seeing this as actually cheating. How many of the Hall of Famers, like, from the 90s, do you think were on steroids?
I have no idea.
Do you think this is going to cause some kind of wave of, since Mark McGuire came out of the closet and he was taking steroids, do you think all the other guys that were taking steroids and that are in the Hall of Fame now going to come out and say, yeah, I was one of them too?
Yeah, it's not very likely, especially if they pull his award. It seems less likely that anyone would come out.
Well, then, I just want to mention, if that's the case, then are we implying that they're not going to step forward because they might have the award removed? And what does that signify? I mean,
you shouldn't let people know when you're cheating.
Right.
I think that it's far too simplistic to just say that Mark McGuire was cheating. Mark McGuire was just one of so many players out there that was doing the same thing that they were incentivized to do by their bosses, and I'm sure it was a wink, wink, nudge, nudge in order to, you know, get them to, to do it. What's that?
How can you be so sure?
Do you think the owner of the Atlanta Braves or whoever it was that Mark McGuire played for cared whether or not he was on steroids? He was knocking home runs out of the park.
Yeah.
That's
right
all
on.
He cared about.
Right on, dude. Right.
And also, you can see that there's a much more stringent system for catching people who are using steroids in Major League Baseball today than there was at that time. To me, that's pretty obvious. At that point, they didn't test anybody.
Actually test people today?
Yes, they do. Okay. They do on a regular basis. And the penalty in baseball is banned for life. The penalty in football, where they didn't have this problem, is a 4-game suspension. Please, stop acting like Mark McGuire is the problem here. The problem is a systemic, where people want better performance and the government doesn't let it happen. So the only one that's at fault here are the politicians that don't let people be entertained the way they want.
Okay,
the black market,
you make a good point with that.
It's going to supply players that knock balls out of parks.
That's the only good point that you have, is that the politicians are meddling with the marketplace here. But leaving out the politicians and presuming that in the absence of the politicians and the government's mandates, presuming that in the absence they still had a prohibition against juicing simply because they perceived that the majority of their audience wanted that prohibition,
okay, so
then would you say it's cheating?
Okay, if there are two baseball leagues, just like there are currently IBFF or IFBB.
Let's just say there's only one.
Let's say there's two, one where steroids are not allowed and one where they are. I would say that it would be unfair and dishonest, cheating, to participate in the one where it's not fair and do steroids, not allowed and do steroids. Then,
okay.
At that point, you should just go into the other league. There's an option for you.
If there's not another league and you can't afford to start your own and you want to juice, is it still cheating then?
The reason that there's not another league, you're just suggesting. You have no idea. You're creating a fantasy world. If these people grew tire trucks out of their butts, then they'd be able to zoom around the bases. So, please, the fact is, people want to see balls hit out of the park. By the very fact that the viewership was higher in 1998 than it is now. Please don't pretend like in a world where government doesn't restrict the use of steroids that there isn't going to be a league where steroids are used. That's foolish.
I'm just asking you the question, Mark.
Hey, no, I'm not going to answer a question.
Kaysen, do you have any other thoughts?
No, I'm done, man.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to John, listening to KBYO FM in Louisiana. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
I just wanted to try and bring a little bit of reality of the situation. Back when Mark McGwire was playing baseball, the use of steroids was not banned by baseball.
That's
that
right.
That was the result of Don Fehr and the baseball union and the collective bargaining agreement, where the baseball union strictly stood against the Major League Baseball, who wanted drug testing. And it wasn't until the Congress got involved that finally the union caved in and said, yes, we will go to drug testing.
So then it wasn't cheating. So basically we've been...
The players themselves did not want drug testing because they saw the benefits for themselves by having these increased numbers by using steroids, as far as how much it resulted in new contracts.
Right, okay, so basically, so we were wrong the entire time we've been talking about this in that we presumed that it was...
No, we're not. The fact
yes,
is,
you are.
Steroids were illegal.
No, he says that they weren't prohibited.
To keep drug testing out of baseball.
That's right.
Major
and didn't
League
make
Baseball
them.
Wanted drug testing and presented in the collective bargaining agreement, and the union refused. And then they went on strike.
Well, this is great.
That
you set
this
up. That
was back in the early 90s, late
80s. And they
when it came back into the second collective bargaining agreement, the Major League Baseball caved in and said, okay, we won't do drug testing because they feared another strike and once again the loss and decline of baseball attendance and TV audiences.
Do you know when, because I was thinking about it, we were talking off the air and I said there was something that everybody at the time knew McGwire was taking was like a male steroid precursor, a testosterone precursor, which you could buy up until a few years ago at a GNC. And it's I can't remember the name of this stuff. And you just crunch it in your teeth and you swallow it down. And I can't remember what it does.
That's what all the bodybuilders were using as well.
Yes, exactly. And HGH, people were saying he was taking HGH. And at the time, they said that he was doing that. And what I'm wondering is, when the federal government made it illegal to do the steroids? When the actual...
I personally don't know a date when a law was put on the books that said the use of steroids without a prescription was illegal.
Yeah.
Okay. I would imagine that was probably back when steroids were first created. That was
at least the 80s, because I know they were illegal when I was in high school. And the point is, they were illegal in this country still.
But they weren't illegal in baseball.
It doesn't matter, Ian.
Well, now I don't think he's a cheater.
Somebody had the expectation that he wasn't using steroids. So your upset with this is still the poor person that was defrauded and
my upset was he was breaking the
baseball players who used steroids. We're not doing anything that would be considered cheating.
Thank you for clarifying that, John. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. That solves my issue, because if he didn't agree to, or if he agreed to rules that didn't specify anything about enhancing his body, then he was fully within the rules and therefore not cheating. More coming up, 800-259-9231. That conversation's over.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site free. They include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. And going back for an entire year, as a matter of fact, just go to freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking question. First, imagine you live in an area controlled by a violent gang. What if you started using words like we and us when discussing the gang and their activities, even though you were not in the gang? No one in the gang knew or cared about you, and a lot of the gang's activities actually hurt you or your family. Would this kind of thinking eventually lead to sympathy for the gang's activities? Or resistance to the idea that the gang was even doing anything wrong? What if a violent gang was able to develop a 12-year indoctrination system that encouraged this kind of thinking? What if a violent gang already did? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and the worship of violent gangs. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Dale, listening in Arizona. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. I've been listening for 8 months, amping for about 6 months, and I finally called in.
Welcome and thank you. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, and I wanted to catch Gar tonight because I know he appreciates Mises and Basia background.
All right.
I love Dale and Julia and Gar and Wade too. But anyway, I felt like talking about something that occurred to me the other day. I live on the western edge of Phoenix, and these are a lot of new neighborhoods, and they're quite well done. And I live in an apartment complex, but also it has a lot of great amenities. And I just felt like talking about tonight the conflict that arises with statists when they always ask, oh, well, who will pay for blank communal goods in a voluntary society.
Like the roads.
Yeah, the roads, the
parks,
schools.
Yeah.
Supposedly all those things that they claim would be prey to the free riders once
yes.
they are built.
Yes.
And
the funny thing, I'm sorry to jump in, but they create the free rider problem. They create that problem by getting the government involved.
Yeah, they act so generous, and then when you finally, like, you know, you have no extra money in your budget, and you finally do take advantage of the library, then they're like, well, see?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so anyway, I had a great way to explain that. I mean, as a voluntarist and as a spontaneous order guy, I really know the sequence of events that make markets work. But I maybe I'll qualify it a bit further for a statist, like how it could be implemented in practice instead of saying, well, just trust me, you know. So it's kind of like an idea that would be like a silent auction type of thing to kind of quell the uneasiness about the free rider thing. Because as I was walking through these neighborhoods on this western edge of Phoenix, I noticed that a lot of these neighborhoods were built by developers. And all these amenities that people do demand, honestly, were put in by the builders because that's what the market demands.
Yeah.
And they were paid for by the builders. And so there's this path that, you know, I mean, aghast that all these builders coordinated their efforts and connected easements so that there would be a path going
yeah.
through the town. And really, it's quite a minimal impact of the government in the town, where they still build the roads, so they still act like, oh, we're here, you know, remember us. But honestly, the developers did a great job. So, but there's all these great amenities the developers built. But then I still wondered, as I was walking around and enjoying all these things, like, okay, what happens in 10 years, 20 years? And when, even if you do have some kind of a company that you're a shareholder in, and deed restrictions, and you know what you're getting into, and you know the costs. Well, sometimes down the road, there could be a new idea that you never imagined, and you really want to implement it, but then somebody else says, no, I still don't feel like it, you do it. And then you say, well, if we put in this really new, great new pool, you're going to enjoy it. Well, they still don't want it. Well,
mm-hmm.
How about something like, even the idea of an HOA, homeowners association, voting on this issue still is like people like naturally knee-jerk saying, oh, put it to a vote. That's like their only response to solve conflicts. Well, what about like a blind auction kind of thing where if you for all the people who really, really want that new thing to be put in and paid for,
mm-hmm.
Well, they can bid for it, and they can pledge a certain amount, and but it's put in an escrow account, and you can have this going on for like a year and let everyone know how long it's going to go on, when the deadline is, and then maybe like once a month the totals will be reported blindly. And then won't report who donated, so that there's no snobs that say, oh, why didn't you donate and all that. So that at the end of the year, if there's enough in the fund to pay for said improvement, then it goes ahead. And
okay. And would that fund also, I mean, theoretically pay for the upkeep? I mean, if you're going to put a pool in, you've got to pay the pool boy to come around and clean it and, you know, chemicals and all that. So would that be also something they'd have to raise money for?
Yeah, you can do it as often. Any kind of what I'm talking about is any kind of unforeseen expense that is truly unforeseen. It's not just a whim, and so or it is a whim, and so you'll say, okay, well, let's do the auction again. We'll see like what kind of, how much we want to spend.
Or that's an interesting concept. At the end of it, if they decided to go ahead, would. And it is very interesting because it almost sets up a fake prisoner's dilemma in this instance for these people. And would only the people who voluntarily said that they would donate to this be allowed in? And, you know, obviously it would be difficult to try to exclude. Or would you say that the process of it would inspire people to either get involved or not get involved? I think it's interesting because it seems like the process that you set up would sort of help eliminate sort of the free rider thing. It would only move forward if there were so many people that you didn't have to worry about free riders so much. If it does succeed, would you then add that extra layer on it to try to exclude? And I think we're assuming that it would be difficult to exclude in these instances.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the reason I'm going through this whole new idea is because there are already mechanisms for choice memberships like Health Club and all that where you do have an ability to exclude. So that's already been figured out. What I'm bringing this new way up is for things that are hard to exclude, like a path or road or library, or a more expensive path or library.
So those people that would be ponying up money for this would be ponying up with the expectation that this would be open to everybody.
Yeah, they're not voting. Yes, that's very interesting. They're not voting to force somebody else to do it. They're voting with their own money, knowing that other people could use it.
Like people that would, for instance, around here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this program, there are volunteer organizations. I mean, it's not entirely what you're talking about, but there are volunteer organizations that come in and take care of the parks. So that means that the government isn't paying somebody to do that job, and the volunteers do a great job of it. And obviously those volunteers know that those parks are going to be tread on by all manner of different people, that some of them are going to care and take good care of the park, and some of them not so much. But they're willing to come and clean up the mess, and they're willing to come and do that beautification. Similarly, these folks that are going to be bidding for the pool understand that some kid's going to pee in that pool, and they're going to have to, they're going to have to pay to clean it up.
Hey, here's another thing to add to it. Some critics of the market might say, well, this is where things could get really complicated, you guys, you crazy free market cats, because what if you have some big company that's huge on making pools or pathways, and they'll agree to cut the price by a certain amount, make it really, really cheap, as long as there are all these garish signs here and there. So really, the amount of money that would be put into it, you wouldn't even need that many people to get involved with it. That might sway the whole thing, and it would make it a lot easier for these things to get involved. So you'd have big companies manipulating how things work inside this small
system. I think in a free market, you will see more advertising. But who's to say that it would be a big company that would benefit from this kind of advertising? Small companies would want advertising too. So, there would be competition from a large and small scale.
And you may be living in a community where the deed restrictions prohibit advertising, so that may not be an option on the table. Thanks for the call. Great idea tonight, Dale. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. He's an innovator, that guy.
I like Dale.
More coming up. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's give real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free. That, again, is updates.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best prices in gold and silver available on the Internet anywhere. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. And check out the U.S. Eagles, the British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, and all the coins that we have listed there at gold.freetalklive.com. And before you go anyplace else, just check the rates.
All right, so we continue taking your calls about what you want. Go to Fritz in Missouri. Fritz, you're on Free Talk Live, the Ingard and Mark.
Hey, yeah, I got some of those Lakotas, and they are gorgeous.
Yeah, sure are. I got some, too.
Sure are.
Hey, listen, I'm from St. Louis, and I'm not a sports fan by any stretch, but I do know this. McGuire played for the Cardinals, not the Braves, and the reason he's coming out with this information right now is because the Cardinals are going to hire him to be a batting coach.
I'd heard that he was trying to get back in the game. That was somewhere in the article, but it didn't make any sense to me, so I didn't mention it.
Well, that was probably local news that you wouldn't have picked up nationally, but I would imagine he's probably already been hired, and they're trying to get out in front of the controversy.
Makes sense to me.
And I remember during the break, I went and did some looking up. I finally figured out the name of that stuff that at the time everybody knew he was taking, androstenedione. And everybody talked about him. He was written up in Sports Illustrated. Everybody knew he was taking that, and it was a testosterone precursor, and that he had put on tons of weight, and that Sammy Sosa was doing the same thing. So... And what we're wondering is, I looked up some information. It was 1990 that the federal government made this a class 3 prescribed substance, the actual yellow testosterone stuff that you inject or you spread out in a cream on your stomach. But most of the time then it was an injectable thing. And Ian and I were talking about it, and Ian said, you know, but when did the league make it not usable within the league?
It was 2002, and then they made things more strict in 2005.
Right. And then Mark and I were saying, well, you know, the assumption would be that they wouldn't have to put it in their rules if it was federally prohibited. So it's interesting because this whole thing, all of our moral and ethical arguments without the information still stand if you've got something that is, you know, you're talking about a breach of contract or something like that. But this whole thing is muddied up by the federal laws, which are patently unconstitutional and put down certain requirements on all the contracts that would not normally be there because they're coerced by the feds.
Well, you know, it's just like everything else. You know, if somebody buys cocaine and, you know, from his local dealer and wants to do it, that interferes with the CIA's business, then they're going to get hammered. But if Mark McGuire does it and it's good for, and it makes money and it's good for business, then they're going to overlook it.
Fritz, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, just thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for making it. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Yes, good evening, Ian and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
I'd like to discuss Harry Reid's comments. I applaud his comments, and I'll tell you why. They were refreshingly honest and frank. Reid ranks with my other heroes like George Wallace, Orville Faubus, Theodore Bilbo, Eugene Talmadge, Lester Maddox, Strom Thurmond.
I don't know who most of those people are.
Strom Thurmond. Wallace were both bigots.
George Lincoln Rockwell, Gerald L. K. Smith, right. Father Cogan.
Did you have something you wanted to say besides just naming a bunch of names?
No, I have more to say. In other words, what I'm saying is that you've got the so-called, I would coin the phrase, the Negroization of America. And that's prevalent. What I mean by that is that whites have been completely disenfranchised in America because of affirmative action laws that, in my opinion, have ruthlessly marginalized white people. And blacks are prominent in America today in politics, music, sports, and have become elitist as they strive to put whites in their place for past wrongs.
You are so awful tonight. Just absolutely awful.
But I'm being honest.
As though blacks are this and whites are that. This is your biggest problem, Scott, is that you constantly are putting people into groups as though they're all the same because they happen to have a similar skin pigmentation to them.
No, it has nothing to do with skin color. It has to do with being the pecking order. And I feel that whites have been indeed disenfranchised.
But then it does have to do with skin color. It has everything to do with skin color.
Can I ask you a question?
You're the one dividing by color, Scott. You're the one making those statements.
I lost a job because of affirmative action. Now, I lost a sales job.
You won't find any agreement with the ideas of affirmative action here.
Right.
That's just racism in reverse.
And why throw in things
like... Racism's wrong.
And why throw in things like how blacks dominate music and sports and so on? If they're better at music and sports, fine.
I don't see that being the case. I see maybe them being better athletes in some areas, but musically, there are lots of different genres of music, and some are popular...
White culture in America today is under attack. I feel threatened.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Do you mean the white Polish culture, the white French culture, the white Italian culture?
White Christian America.
So
the white goth
Jews.
Kids, not the goth kids either, right?
And
Jews are not whites. What about the emo kids?
Jews are not whites. Then what about... They sure look white
Christian.
To me. All the Jews
How
I've
can
ever
you
seen.
Tell?
I mean, what about Christ?
Was Christ white? Christ was a white Aryan.
All right, that's in the Middle East, man.
Get out of here
from the Middle East.
Man. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, the Harry Reid comment that he's referring to.
What did he say?
He said something to the effect of that in 2008 during the campaign that Barack Obama.
And this is a politician, Harry Reid.
He's the head of the Senate. He's the head of the Senate or whatever. Of the Democrats in the Senate.
Okay.
And he said something to the effect of, Barack Obama has a chance because he's light-skinned and doesn't speak with a Negro accent. And I think that is an assertion that is probably true. And I don't think that the simple use of the word Negro...
That's what the objection is?
Mostly appears
upset?
To be.
Yeah.
The Republicans are trotting this out. And actually, I heard Mark Levin on the way in calling it racist. It's not racist to use the term Negro. It's just an old term. And honestly, I think it's ridiculous the way the terms just keep on changing.
Oh, it's constantly changing. It's absolutely... obviously ridiculous.
And this is an old guy, right? Harry Reid's
not young. I mean,
right.
Harry Reid
is 70 years old. Harry Reid, like my grandmother.
She says the word colored. She's not a grandmother.
That's it. Now, but Harry Reid, however, is very racially sensitive and always wants to help the people in the inner city. And of course, you know, a lot of these terms, he tries to cater to certain people. So essentially what I get out of it is you got a squarehead who doesn't understand, you know, guy who's supposed to be tuned into his constituents, doesn't understand that that terminology is offensive to some people now. Even though it's not racist, it's a little clunky, it's offensive.
Yeah, clunky,
it's lame.
I think, is probably the best way to go with it.
And it just shows him as sort of a, you know, an ingrate numbskull who is going to say one thing to help his constituency in one area, make it sound like he's tuned in, and then when he's talking to another group of the political elites, will be honest with them and says, well, you know, really, he does have a chance because he's the first one who can sort of aspire to our WASPy world. That's sort of the feeling that I get out of it.
I don't know. The way I see it is that he had a chance, and he did have a chance. He had a very good chance, and I think that he had a chance to some extent due to the reasons that he stated. I think that if Barack Obama was a very dark black man that spoke with an accent that would be, you can't deny that a good percentage of blacks in America speak with an accent you can tell over the phone that they're black.
Can they say the same thing about white people?
I'm sure they do.
You know, the thing is that, and as Mark said, a lot of the talk has been, you know, in the pop radio things, it's all been over and over and over ad infinitum. In the meantime, you've got your government screwing you.
Yeah.
You've got your government killing innocent people overseas without a declaration of war.
Well, the conservative talk shows, they like that stuff.
Yeah, and they're, you know, and what it does is it gets more people ginned up and angry at those guys, the Democrats. And hey, you know, if that's what floats your boat, and you think you're, you know, they've got an agenda, they want to get more people riled up.
They don't care.
Votes coming up.
Right. If they felt like they could say anything about Harry Reid or any other Democrat, they'd say it in order to, you know, just get people turned against the Democrats.
I've got to say, I'm satisfied that Harry Reid's feeling some heat because the guy's an utter a-hole. He's a jerk. He's an absolute jerk. So, hey, you know what? Let him feel the heat. But at the same time, I wish these guys, you know, if you know how it is in talk radio. You're constantly told this all the time by programming directors, like, get something really meaty and fiery. So what are we going to do? We'll talk for an hour and say the same stupid things about how much we hate Harry Reid. Yeah, I'm calling to tell you I hate Harry Reid, too. Yeah. Yeah, I hate Harry Reid. Come on. Enough.
It's amazing what people will listen to, isn't it?
I thought that there was some double standard with the Trent Lott thing, you know, saying that Strom Thurmond should have been president or whatever he said. I didn't feel like that was that big of a deal either. And it just goes to show the kind of stupid political hay that talk shows talk about and that the politicians make a big deal about. And it doesn't affect or matter for most Americans.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.